Hey guys, this is Ishai Breslauer and welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. On Mondays, we dive deep into an asset class, and on Thursdays, we go into some inspirational stories for the weekend. Can't wait to start. Let's go. Hey guys, before we continue, I would like to introduce you to the 7-Day CRE Challenge, which will introduce you to commercial real estate and will show you that anyone can do this. Also, I have the free cheat sheet for commercial real estate with the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. You can download it free. Just click below or above, wherever it is, and get it. Let's continue. Hi, guys. This is Ishai Breslauer with the CRE Shark Eye Show, your host. And I hope you guys are doing fantastic. We had a vacation, a Passover vacation. For those who don't know, I'm an Orthodox Jew, and that's what I celebrate. And also people who are not Orthodox celebrate Passover. But I took a break a little bit, and we are back on spring season. And if I sound a little cold, you know, it's the allergies, I guess, and I got a bit of a cold. And the beauty of this thing is that you don't get the germs, okay? It's a beautiful thing. I love that about it. And what we're going to do today is we're going to fire it all back. We're going to get things back into action. We're going to discuss what's going on in the markets today, because that's what I usually do on Monday. And Mondays, that's what we do. Thursdays are more inspirational, as I always say. And we're going to go and dig into the market a little bit. And today we're going to focus a little bit about the residential aspect of things. And we're going to speak about that. And I appreciate your comments if you have below. If you're hearing it in the recording of the podcast, then enjoy it. And I appreciate if you look at all the links all around us. At this point, what I want to do is to dig in a little bit about the residential market and things that are happening in the market. And things are very interesting, very, very interesting. And I think this is the best way to bounce back and to come back from vacation and to talk about. And when I talk about the residential market, I will start from the point of the suburban market, meaning the part, you know what, let's talk about, let's call it more in a general way, I'll call it single family homes, the single family home market, what's going on there. And there's an interesting thing that is going on, because in terms of the data, it seems like sales are down. That's what it seems like. It seems like sales are down. The question was why, and a lot of experts that I've listened to and looking in the numbers, et cetera, it's not really an accurate, I would say, reflection of what's really happening. And what is really happening? What's really happening is that there's the demand for housing is booming, is crazy. It's not the fact that things are down is because the supply is not there, okay? The supply is not there, and the demand is. The demand is huge. And what's happening is the following. People are still going after the housing. And in fact, let's talk about the pandemic just a little bit. What's going on with the pandemic? And worldwide, you have countries that are so advanced. Like, for example, in Israel, people are out, they're about, they're doing everything. They have this green passport. People are vaccinated, and the vaccinations are booming. In America, it's sort of somewhere in between. And you have places in Europe that are in total quarantine and lockdowns. You have Toronto. I just heard that they were in complete lockdown. So you have different places in the world that are opening all the way. And you have different places that are still in lockdown. And if you look at the U.S., you also have different states. And different states are being more quarantined towards the quarantine situation. And some of them are towards, you know, opening everything up or all open up already. So I think that this imbalance also is something that will affect the markets eventually. But I think that all in all, if I have to like sum it up in the total, like sort of a full circle type of a way, I think that the conclusion is that we're not out of it. That is, I think, like in short, if I had to sum it up like in a short, concise way, we're not out of it. It's still a problem. We're still there. And we're not out of the boondocks with this problem. And it's going to take a little while. And that affects the market. So going back to the discussion of residential and houses and the demand, so it seems like the demand for housing is huge. It's the highest ever. It's just unbelievable. And if it last year was around the 78% people moving to single family homes towards the suburban areas, it's standing now on the 89%, and that's something unprecedented. And it means that their demand is just huge, and people want to move to housing. They still want to have that home office, the Zoom room. They want to have the gym in their house. People want that, and people would like to move into that. And that is a huge effect on the markets. Now, on the other hand, we have a problem. We have a problem that we don't have enough housing. Why is that happening? We have a lot of things that are happening simultaneously. I'll try to cover. I'm sorry. I have my water here. As again, I have a cold and I'm trying to compensate for that. But anyways, I'll try to cover as many aspects as possible because there are so many moving parts. First moving parts are interest rates that are going up. They're still very low. They're still in the place where people are finding very attractive. But you have to realize that once the pricing, once the interest rates are going to move up, and mortgages are going to be a lot more expensive, that will affect tremendously the markets. That will affect tremendously the markets and the ability of people to buy homes, and the ability of people to buy properties on a private level. So that is the first thing it is. I know I'm a commercial real estate guy, and usually that's what I talk about. But I felt like this one is a stressing issue, and I'm going to move to multifamily in a second, talking about commercial. But a long time I haven't spoken about residential, and I really want to focus on that today. So talking about, again, interest rates are going up, still low though, and people want them. People are moving. The move out, the exodus from the big cities, I think it's pretty much over, meaning people are still moving out, but it's I would say the flood is done, and people pretty much realized where they want to live and where they want to be. But people are not going so fast to the big cities, especially places like New York, Chicago, San Francisco, etc. We all know that they're going to be back in action. We all know that those places are going to be back, but it's going to take a long time, and it's going to take much longer than everybody thinks. Some people think 3 years, some people think 10 years. I believe it's going to be somewhere in the middle, but it's going to take a while. And all the while this is happening, people are moving to homes. People are moving and want homes. Now, here's the big problem. And that's why we have this problem, supply and demand. You have a lot of cash buyers. You have a lot of cash buyers, people who want to go and live in a house. And those with the ability to pay more, definitely cash. You have brokers are talking about the fact that, whoever is coming with this need for a loan, that type of a person, that type of a situation with a need for a loan is it's something that that will draw the sellers out of the pictures, meaning they'll be drawn out. Why? Because the sellers know that there's a cash buyer around the corner that would prefer that person a lot more, and they would not play games. They will not play games. So that aspect is a huge aspect, and we have to take that into consideration. The fact that we have cash buyers that are willing to put the money down, etc. Now we have those who are willing to pay a lot of money, more money than others to pay that amount of money, and that will cause something that is happening right now. And here it is. Basically, people again want housing, they want suburban, etc., etc., but they want it right now, as opposed to the beginning of the pandemic where people wanted to run away. Hamptons, you're talking about like all the way far away. People want close to town. People want a close to town situation. And that is really, really interesting because they want to be in sort of a Long Island situation where they are in a house, but they still can go into town because they know eventually something is going to get back. So places like, for example, Nashville, okay, are booming because they have that aspect of out-of-town environment feeling, And at the same time, people can live close with their house, with their Zoom room, with their gym. They can still go back and forth to the office, and that is a huge advantage. And that will drive those markets to boom, and they're already booming. So a lot of people are moving out of California to Nashville, to Texas, of course. Texas has had suffered a little bit of a weather situation, and it's not a small thing. But I believe that people still want to move there. And talking about Florida, the boom to Florida is just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. But going back to this discussion about housing and about people who want single family homes, and that's what they're looking for. What is happening to multifamily? And that is a huge question I was asking myself, and I was starting to look at it. And I believe the following. Here's what's happening. Due to the fact that people are starting to realize that eventually office is going to be back. Yes, home offices are alive. They're going to be maybe forever, but people realize that they're going to have to go back to the office. At the same time, they want to be in that house, as I said. So what will happen to those guys who are, the more higher class, I would call high, white collar, call it whatever you want, professionals. I don't like all these labels, but they're there. And what will happen to those? They will buy the more expensive houses. They will come with a, if they have, they will come with a cash and will buy those houses that are, again, closest to those centers. And that will drive those prices up. That's what's happening right now. So what will happen to those people who are not capable of paying that amount of money? So they have two options. They have an option of going all the way far away and buying a house and the space and all that that they want and have that, you know, dream, I would say, life. However, they will be far away from the office. So once they're taking a sort of a risk that once everything is back and people are returning to the office, we're having a problem. We're having a major problem because these guys are not going to be able to go back to the office, and they're not going to be able to do what they have to do in order to get a normal job if that's what they want to do, unless they're working, you know, the working class, they're working in a Walmart or something like that, and they're it's a drive. But that is a big issue, and that will drive them to go for multifamily and rent. So I believe that's what I think. I believe that multifamily in their locations that will provide space, that will be a more of a spacious multifamily, not a center of town, urban, I would say cluttered and stuff like that, but close to town, multifamily, say 20 minutes, 30 minutes by train, not more than that, something like that, 40 minutes most, that people can actually go in and out. I think the demand for those type of multifamily complexes or properties, called whatever you want, I think they'll be high, very, very high. And the fact of the matter is that people need housing and people need a space and people need more spacious area. And the fact that not everybody can buy homes and in the area, desired areas that they actually want to be, that will draw them to go and rent a multifamily complex. People are not, I don't believe people are going to be, meaning I wouldn't call it, meaning the people with the working class, I don't believe that they will fly buying house. I believe that those condos will be in places like Brooklyn and situations that are very, very unique. That's what I believe in. That's what I believe. And I think that's what happened. That's going to happen. But I think that the market is still going after houses. The market is still going after the space. The market is still going after those things. I heard about new initiative of a company, I forgot the name, that they are going after co-living spaces, which was a no-no during the pandemic, during the peak of the pandemic. And they found solutions for having those little cubicles that put people in a better space that are isolated in a way that they're not exposed to germs. And they found a solution. I think that this is a fantastic type of a solution, but this solution is specifically good for those Gen Z young millennials that are not married yet, that don't have a home, and they are young enough to go after that type of thing. They're not that scared of the pandemic. So I think those type of solutions are blessed, but they are, again, they're very focused on a certain type of crowd, and certain type of market, certain type of clientele. So having all said all that said, what will happen? What will happen to the families? What will happen to all the people who want to live in a big house, want to be in a big house, they want to be close to the center? What are they going to do? So again, all those areas that have housing that are suburban and close to town, close to a center of town, or places sort of Nashville type of a place, or out of townish areas, those places are going to boom. I think the prices there are going to explode. The only thing is, and that is the big question, I think the big question would be, what will happen? And that is the big question. This meaning, I believe everything I told you is in terms of time lapse, in terms of a timeline, this is true for the coming 2-3 years. What's happening after? That is the huge question. Because if, and I hope, the pandemic is going to be behind us, I really hope that, and I'm sure you do too, and will be a long lost memory, as we call it, something that we all look back and we'll say, oh my gosh, where are we? What's going on? Etc. What was the pandemic about? It was like a memory. We'll talk about it like the influenza in 1918, something like that. If that will be the case, and we'll get to that point, I believe that the rush into the major cities, which will start in around 4 years from now, I believe. Again, I don't have a crystal ball. I forgot it at home, as we call it, and I'm not a prophet. Don't have that type of certification, but that's what I think. If in 3-4 years things will start going back to the city, a slow process will start going towards that situation, I think that the New York, San Francisco, Chicago, all those places, the prices by 5 years from now are going to explode. Explode. So is there an opportunity now in those places? There is, for people with deep pockets that can hold down for a long time. I don't believe that, again, the multifamily situation in those cities are, it's the right time to go and buy that. I think that we haven't seen the last, we haven't heard the last thing about it, and we're going to hear about it. We're going to see the problems. The problems are going to come out, even though we know that for developments, it's already there. Another issue going back to houses is the lumber, the prices of lumber. The fact that the prices are skyrocketing for lumber is also another cause, a major cause for houses to be more expensive. So with the high demand, interest rate, even though they're going higher, they're still low. Lumber also, prices of lumber are going up. I think those factors together, there again, like I said, there are many moving parts, but all those factors, if you put them together, I think that's what tells us that housing market is still at its peak and it's going to go higher as long as people need and want those type of houses, especially those that are closest to the town areas, to the middle, to the center areas, especially in places, again, like Nashville. But in places that are farther away, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. I have mixed feelings about it because on one hand, people do still want those houses, but again, they realize they need to be closer to the places of work, which are coming back, maybe not in the same capacity that they were, but they're coming back and we're going to see it happening. And with that, guys, we're back. Spring season. We're going to have a show every Monday and every Thursday. I hope I'll feel better. I hope you'll be healthy and feel better. And I hope this allergy season is going to go well. And I hope everybody's going to be wealthy. And I hope this pandemic is going to be behind us really soon. So with that, guys, take care of yourselves. I'll see you on Thursday. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye Show. I hope you enjoyed it. And Go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.